The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show. Last show before Christmas here, so Merry Christmas to everyone out there. We got Bill Denmark here. He's been out there fishing for quite a while now.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Getting into the topwater thing quite a bit. So that's always fun, man. I love that. That's always fun.
Well, we've had plenty of cloudy days, so that's helpful.
Yeah, it is. A lot of times people talk about the low light conditions and all is a real, real good, you know. Also like slick water, not real slick, but, you know, pretty slick, not 30 mile an hour winds like we had yesterday.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to cast in that, you know. So, I didn't work yesterday, of course, but, that was pretty bad. We were supposed to go out there, but we were going to go sheephead fishing. But, it's probably about 12 foot seas out there. I don't know.
No doubt.
The way the wind was blowing.
The creeks have been real clear, but I'm still hitting the top waters of. Nothing to go out and catch, 15 fish, or one day I caught almost 20 small fish. I've caught some, I caught a 30-inch redfish, and that was pretty fun. But, yeah, topwater's been my new interest.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I love it. I just love topwater fishing, and, for me, to be able to get out there and do that, it's such a blast. I just love it, and I just don't have a lot of people that like to do that, But anyway, we got Ted on? Yeah, let's put Ted on. Morning, Ted.
Good morning, Vic. How you doing?
All right. Are you headed to the water?
Yeah, I'm going to Crescent Lake, I decided.
Good.
We're on the way there now. I got my granddaughter with me and my son.
Don't go after them speckled perch.
Yes, sir. Get some crappie. I hope we catch anything. It still was honking like crazy at my house. The flag was straight out, stiff. I hope it lays down a little bit.
Yeah, I know they got small craft advisory out today, but, it's 15 to 20 knot winds, but yesterday it was 25 to 35. So, it's going to be a little bit calmer today than it was. So maybe it'll calm down for you by the time you get up there,
You know, last night the weather guys said that it was going to, there's going to be a light breeze today. So that was hoping for anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's like you can get down in there like that. You're going to be a lot further from the coast, so maybe that'll help you. I don't have wind finder set up for down there, but. It's showing that, 12 Augusta 19 at Mayport. So, I don't know if that's, the case or not, but that's, as of right now, that's what it's supposed to be blowing out there now.
So, all right, Bill, we're going to give it a try.
Yep. That's all you can do. The best time to go is when you can, it's actually showing here that that it's supposed to start calming down around 7 to 8 o'clock. So, hopefully it'll calm down there for you, too.
All right, good. That's great.
You found a place?
That's a good – yeah, I'm going to put in at 4th Central Avenue.
Uh-huh.
There's a boat ramp right there. And we're going to – I'm thinking about long lining it, just doing some trolling along the drop-offs.
Yeah.
And see if we can't pick up some, and if not, we're going to just try some drifting with the corks and the live minnows.
Yeah, you found your place to get you some live minnows down there?
Well, last night I went to Extreme Outdoors there in McClenny.
Uh-huh.
They got some good minnows, and I loaded up with some minnows there.
Oh, good.
So, I think we're good to go. I'll let you know how we do.
All right. Yeah, man, I'd like to hear about that. Hadn't been speckled perch fishing in a long time.
Well, we need to go. I tried to get Chris to go, but he's busy doing something. So
oh, he is?
Maybe next time.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to him in a couple of days. Yeah. But getting right at Christmas time
Yeah, everybody's got family stuff going on and what have you. I'm going because my boy has a bunch of family coming in tomorrow, so I had to do Saturday.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. We'll catch them on Saturday, too.
Oh, yeah. They don't know what day of the week it is.
That's right. Is Bill over there? Which Bill? Is that Plenty Bill?
That's not funny.
Oh, it is him. Okay, GB. How's
yeah.
it going?
Hey, not too bad. You know, you said you were...
Is that all right?
I'm doing fine. You said that the flags are blowing out at your house. You know, if you study that a little bit online, that's takes 18 miles an hour wind to hold a flag straight out.
Wow.
So whenever I see that, I'm kind of depressed.
So that's is that a normal size flag? I mean, is that...
Yeah, flags are pretty much all proportionate. And, you know, some are a little bit heavier, but 18 is like the general thoughts on that.
Hmm.
So it's kind of fascinating. We go to the launch ramp and you're like, oh, dang it.
Yeah, you see those flags out there? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, everything's doing good. I've been catching some fish, and I wish I was with you because I grew up, we had a marina, and we caught so many. We called them crappies, so many. We'd pull a John boat up on the dock and fill it with water and catch 60 or 70 of them. It was, you know, and they're as good as it is to eat. We couldn't find anything better. So I hope you do well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. And you have a blessed day.
All righty. Well, and you too. You do too, and be careful down there, and have a good time. That's the main thing.
And Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to y'all. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Ted. Y'all too, now. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And looking at that weather, let's see. Well, I can't tell now. I can't get... Wash my hands. I can't do a thing with them here. All right, here we go. Showing, we were talking about the weather and all that. They're showing for the marine forecast. High pressure will build over the Florida Panhandle Saturday, shift southward over the Florida Peninsula Sunday. A weakening cold front will begin to stall over the local waters Monday. I thought we already had a cold front. It got so cold last night. And we'll linger through Tuesday as high pressure builds north of the region. High pressure will build northeast of the region Wednesday. And they're talking now, small craft exercise caution today. West-southwest winds, 15 to 20 knots, becoming 5 to 10 knots in the evening. Sunday, northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Seas 1 to 2 feet. And then Monday, north winds, 5 to 10 knots. So next couple of days looks like if it'll calm down today like they're talking about, next couple of days looks pretty good. And then, of course, we'll have Christmas on Tuesday. So I know some people will be out there, but, you know, I'm not allowed, so. Yeah, I'll be doing the family thing, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. So, anyway, if you're going out there, it looks like the days to go, though, is like this afternoon, tomorrow, and then Monday. Because I know probably quite a few people will be off Monday also. So, and like any other holiday, it's probably going to be, you know, quite a few people out there. But the best time to go is when you can, so you got to get out there and get them. So, anyway. Fixing to go on break. So 222-8255 is the number to call us. That's 222-8255. And, give us a holler. Let us know if you're heading out there this morning. And, you know, we're going to talk about some, different things coming up. And, we'll be back after this.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show, and you know, talking about how you've kind of gotten into liking topwaters. I love topwater fishing. And I don't really, one of my favorite fish, I mean, I don't really care what I catch as long as I catch on topwater.
Right.
One of my favorite is jacks, when jacks come through. Oh, I love to catch jacks on topwater.
Yeah, I bet you they're relentless.
Yeah, they just, they'll chase it till they get it. That's the thing about them. You know, it's pretty neat on them, where, you know, sometimes you'll have a red or trout blow up on it and then you don't see them again.
Mm-hmm.
But those jacks usually will chase it till they get it. That's what I like about those. But, yeah, I love catching trout on top waters and all. It's to me, it's such a blast to be able to sit there and work that thing, and just out of nowhere, boom, you know, it comes up out of nowhere and just hits it.
Well, I've been fishing pretty hard at it for like a month. You know, and I've done it in the past, but never really on purpose. But mm-hmm. Now I have two rods rigged up with two different kind of topwater lures, and mm-hmm. kind of – I usually carry six when I go. I like jigs, and, you know, sometimes live bait and corks and whatever. But it's been super fun. I've had fish jump straight out of the water. Mm-hmm. And like you see those great white sharks that are with a seal in their mouth. They come straight out and turn around, do a 180 and go back down. I had that happen 2 weeks ago. It came out, missed the lure, went straight up in the air, turned over head first, down back into the water.
Yeah.
And it was a ladyfish. So I've been catching a few little ladyfish. No big ones seem to be in the river.
Yeah,
right now.
With this water temperature cooling down like that, I mean, you expect the ladyfish to be gone now. I mean, they usually leave when the jacks do and stuff, you know.
I caught two Thursday, and they were little, though. Both of them were not as long as my arm, even my longest arm.
And it, and you the trout though, see, they're, to me, they're built for top water. They're, you know, they got the mouth on the end of them, you know, instead of on the bottom like a redfish. Of course, I mean, I love catching redfish on them too, but those trout to me, it's just such a blast to be able to catch them on top waters. I love my Super Spook Junior, the old, you know, little redfish color Super Spook Junior.
I've been using
that. That's been
that.
My favorite, man. That's that, I call that one my old faithful. I've caught so many fish on that lure.
I have a popper with a little fly on the back end of it, and they seem trout seem like that. I haven't caught any red or redfish on it. Actually, any nothing but trout. It's a little bit smaller though. It's probably half the size of the Super Spook. I've got a bone colored Super Spook that I've been using a little bit.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And it is fun. The hardest part for me is not setting the freaking hook.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that I have hooks sticking out of my leg right now, because it was like, man, they explode. And we're so used to setting the hook.
Yeah, you got to let him get on there and make sure he's on there.
Yeah, so if you don't feel him, you don't pull, and then it's on.
Gets a little, it gets a little harder to get used to not doing that. That's right. The thing, because most people will jerk it, you know, when he blows up on it.
Oh, I was guilty.
And and he's not even on there a lot of times. You know, I mean, sometimes they are, but a lot of times they're not.
I went on the Trent Severn Waterway one time in Canada. We went almost 300 miles by boat. Three guys and an 18-foot Boston Whaler.
Wow.
Oh, my God, it was fun. I'm talking rum and orange juice for breakfast. It was, you know, we're in our 20s.
Y'all just camped on the side or something?
Yeah, just camped on all the islands. It's beautiful. One of the locks we went through is in Peterborough. It's 60 feet. You pull into the bottom of the lock, you go straight up 60 feet, and they open the other side, and you go up into the river. You're like, holy cow, if this thing breaks, we're going down the drain, we're going to die. It was just, it was amazing. But I was using topwater plugs there and getting smallmouth bass. It was real warm, 10 degrees warmer than usual, and pretty. And it was, they were ferocious at night. Use a tiny crazy crawler. I'll never forget. It was a frog, you know, mock-up of a frog. And it had these wings that came out when you pulled it, like a suicide door in a car. And it would chug along, and they would tear it up. It was a great trip.
That's good.
But it was long. I was good looking then, so you know I had to relearn how to catch fish on topwater lures. So it's been a good fun experience.
That's one fish I've never caught as a smallmouth bass.
We used to have some in the lake. We had the marina at, not too many. Had a lot of walleyes. In fact, the state record walleye for Pennsylvania came through the ice. I don't know what the state record is now, but 20 years ago they pulled. You can get a heck of a fish out of a little hole in the ice. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So we caught a lot of walleyes there, some muskies, a lot of crappies, perch, some perch, not too many, smallmouth bass, trout. Of course, I used to fish native trout, and the limit was 6 inches long. We thought that was a whopper.
Yeah.
You know, the streams you could jump across. So it was super fun being a kid, growing up there fishing.
And now you grew up in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, if you consider me grown up.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I grew up when I reproduced. And it was long after I left Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it kind of makes you grow up,
doesn't it?
Doesn't it? But I just love, I mean, I love the top pups, you know, the top dog juniors, and I don't use a lot of the top dogs, the bigger ones, you know, or the big super or the big super spooks. I like the super spook juniors. I like the smaller lure, you know. It just seems like it's you catch more fish on the smaller lure. I don't know if it's not, how would you say, I don't know. It's like the fish seem to target that smaller bait, especially when the water's colder.
Well, I think a lot of it is due to there's a lot more small fish, and they can see that smaller bait, and they think, well, that's not going to hurt me. I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah.
Now, I use those top dogs. I have one, and I used it 2 weeks ago, and I didn't get a hit on it. But it's hit the water like a brick.
Yeah.
I mean, and I thought, because it was kind of windy that day, and I thought, what I thought. It was windy. I said, well, I could throw this thing. It's like a brick. You know?
Right.
And, I got distance, and it smacked the water, and I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
No hits on it. So it's
And that's why I think the lighter baits like that, I mean, the smaller baits, I think just creates, you know, the fish doesn't look for a big bait during the wintertime like that. You know, and I think that's why smaller baits kind of work a little better for you.
That could be. I don't know enough yet. I'm not a wizard. You know, I'm just a fledgling. I want to be a wizard when I grow up.
Excuse me. You'll get going on them. I mean, it, like you say, you've used top waters for years. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, growing up there and everything. So, you know, as far as using the, I mean, there's like all kinds of top waters that, you know, that everybody uses. I have a few of my favorites. I do like the Skitterwalk, you know, the Rapala Skitterwalk. And to me, that's one of the best ones too. But there again, I use the redfish color. I like the redfish color.
Hmm.
There's something about that redfish color. Those trout will eat a small redfish in a heartbeat.
That's a competitive world.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, there was a guy that Chip Davis used to call Crusher, and he caught a big trout. I forget how big it was, but it was a big trout, and he caught him in the iguana,
mm-hmm.
and actually had it mounted, but it had a redfish stuck in his mouth, and he wound up catching him even with that redfish stuck in his mouth, with that tail sticking out.
Wow.
I've caught smaller trout with like a whole mullet, like halfway down their throat, and mm-hmm. you could tell they were kind of starving. It's like the mullet got caught in their throat or something, so they're unable to eat anything else. And so anyway, when I took that mullet out, it was like half that mullet was digested, but the other half's not. And it was so weird. But I think that fish was kind of, and he ate a mud minnow, and that redfish ate a mud minnow. But it was kind of strange how it was, you know, like stuck in there, I guess. I don't know why it was stuck in there like that. Maybe he had the fin stuck in him or something. No, they couldn't get it out of there.
I know I had a fishbowl. I lived on a boat. I went absolutely freaking nuts and bought a 1939 55-foot Chris Craft.
Mm.
I called it Boatel Hell. You know, I was young. I was single. I could only take women there after dark. It's like, oh, yeah, I live on a yacht.
Looked that bad, huh?
It was the project of... It started out as a project of love, ended up as Boatel Hell. But in my fishbowl, you know, I was throwing a cast net and fishing off of it all the time.
Mm.
And, I had a mother-in-law and a flounder, and they were both about two joints on your finger.
Mm.
And the flounder got that mother-in-law and was eating it.
Huh.
I mean, he was sticking out of his mouth. They were the same size.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just, holy smokes, he's so optimistic.
Well, I know the flounder here, a lot of times, man, them things, they you know, they'll eat a big old six. I mean, talking about a 10-inch flounder, they'll eat like a 6 or 8-inch mullet. And, I mean, they'll grab it, but it's like, man, that thing, I don't even know what he thought he was going to do to it because he can't fit it in his mouth, you know.
Well, and then he'll eat a mud minnow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or a little shrimp. It's the last shrimp in your bucket. It's always, yeah. You know. Size of your fingernail, and you catch something decent mm-hmm. on it.
Well, and actually, a lot of times we like to use those smaller shrimp. Like when I was float fishing for trout the other day, and we, you know, when the tide got right, the sheephead move in there, and so we pull out the smaller shrimp so the sheephead will get on the hook, you know. And that was in the river while we was float fishing, and got, you know, a couple of sheephead. Wasn't a lot of them, but they missed quite a few fish. But so, you know, just couldn't get that turn the handle and raise the rod thing going good. But
it's hard when you're cork fishing to get somebody that doesn't do it to keep mm-hmm. that slack out of the line.
Yeah,
they don't mm-hmm. understand it.
Yeah. And then you've got like that, you know, what I've described to people, you get that right angle between your line running out goes to the top of the float, and then if you're fishing 5 foot deep, you know, that line is straight down, you know, to your weight down there. So I mean, you got to raise that rod up enough to get that line, you know, get that line straight, not just that right angle down to the bait.
I've been trying to teach my daughter to float fish. And she mm-hmm. only can stand about four casts. And she's back on the jigs, which she finally learned how to use. So I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. Well, like you say, as long as you can catch fish on them, that's the main thing. You know, there's all kind of fishing that I love. I hadn't float fished myself in so long, too. That's another thing I like. I just love watching that float go down. Just boom, and it's gone. I love it when it does that.
I float fished this week a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to fish for 2 hours. I was getting a strike or a fish every other cast for 2 hours. I fish with everything.
And even if they're small, that's just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. 222-8255, number to call us. Give us a call, and we'll be back after this.
Talk AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Frost. Democratic leaders say the government has shut down because President Trump threw, quote, a temper tantrum. The government partially shut down at midnight after an impasse between Mr. Trump and Congress over money for a border wall. President Trump has signed rare bipartisan legislation addressing concerns with the criminal justice system. The bill would give federal judges more leeway when sentencing some drug offenders and boost prisoner rehabilitation efforts. Oil fell on Friday, with U.S. prices ending at a 17-month low, down more than 11% for the week, as a rise in active U.S. oil rigs exacerbated concerns tied to glowing global crude production. It's beginning to look a lot like this could be the worst December for stocks since 1931. Wall Street has had its worst week in more than 7 years. The Dow sank another 414 points on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars visit the Miami Dolphins. Tune in. Broadcast starts at 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 5th at 6 p.m. It's the Hall of Heroes Mini Comic-Con at Mosh at the Museum of Science and History. And Sunday, January 6th at 10 a.m. It's the Orange Park Farmers and Art Market at the Town Hall Park on Park Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
It's I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
What you got to say?
Join Bill Hay every Saturday night at 6. Bill will be taking your calls on Jacksonville's only weekend political talk show. Call Bill at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. Your opinion counts, so call in and talk to Bill. I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay, only on 600 WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Roads are looking good this morning. Weather's not half bad either for the next few days. It's going to be mostly cloudy tonight. Looking for a high near 60. Clear skies tonight down to 37. And sunny on Sunday with a high of 65. As for Sunday night, mostly clear down to 46. Monday, start of the week, mostly sunny. Highs near 70 for your Christmas Eve. Currently 47, AM 600, WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
All right, good morning, and thanks for tuning us in again. I don't know who that is, but I didn't see it. I don't see a name up there, but
it's Rob.
Oh, okay. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
I'm just fatter than frog here.
Good, good.
I just called in to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Are you ready for Christmas?
as ready as I get.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm just about ready. I got to make a couple of stops this morning, but other than that, I'm just about ready. Nothing like waiting to the last minute, right?
Gotcha. Hey, I mean, who wants to be early?
Yeah, really. Well, I don't like to hide presents around the house because, you know, my wife will find them.
Yeah, I used to have a wife like that.
Yeah.
I had to lock them in my trunk and keep the only key.
There you go.
So that she wouldn't find out. Y'all were talking about the wind earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, the wind was so bad that there was a small craft warning on a retention pond at the end of my creek.
I believe that. Yesterday was really bad, too. Man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I know the trees at my house. I bet you I didn't look last night. We went out looking at Christmas lights, and so I didn't look in the yard and all last night, you know, yesterday afternoon. But I bet you I have a bunch of limbs, you know, small limbs laying all over the yard.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of them down. But that's what the yard service is for, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you can have a yard service, yeah. My yard service is me. Yeah.
Mine, too. My yard service is lazy.
Yeah, mine is, too, I can tell you.
My wife said I'm too blind to take care of the yard, so I said, okay, well, get the guy to do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, excuse me. This change of weather has got my allergies so tore up. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
But it always does that. You know, even if it starts to get warmer all of a sudden,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. If it starts to get colder all of a sudden, I don't know if it really has something to do with pollen or not. But, boy, I'm telling you what, I tell you that change of weather hits. It's just so bad.
Maya, it's not so much change of weather as any time the wind comes out of the west, my sinuses just lock up.
That's probably the pollen from, you know, on land stuff, you know.
Right.
And then of all things, in the springtime, we have these ligustrums down our back fence behind the house. Boy, when those things bloom, I just don't even want to get in the yard. You know, they are really bad. But even the oaks get me. I don't know what it is, but my brother has it so bad, he has to get shots every month.
Wow. Yeah, when I first moved here, I didn't have any allergy problems at all. And now it seems like when the live oak is doing their thing, it gets me. And when the pine is doing their thing, and when this is doing and that's doing, I stay locked up half the year.
I know what you mean.
It has something to do with getting older.
Well, that does that too, you know. you plan on coming out with something new for the beginning of the year?
Oh, I'm always coming out with something new. I got a couple of projects that are just waiting in the wings.
Good.
One of them is, I'm going to call it Top Spin, and it is very unusual. Making it primarily for drop-offs. You know, when you're working the edge of the, intercoastal, and you bring it down off the flat,
yeah,
into a drop off, you know, anywhere from 5 feet to 15 feet. And
when you say spinner, that's not like the old helicopter lure, is it?
I don't think so. I don't think I ever seen a helicopter lure.
Yeah, those was a big thing for bass fishermen. Gosh, I don't know, 20 years ago or more, it was a. They advertised them on TV and all that stuff, but that you like you said, you haven't heard of it, so you can tell by how long it lasted.
Yeah, well, sometimes what you need to do is just find something that people have never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
And when somebody accused me once, you're just trying to sell to the fishermen.
There's a novel idea.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I got a tackle box full of that stuff.
Well, you know, first you gotta sell to the fishermen and give them enough confidence to where they'll go out and use it and catch fish.
Exactly, yeah.
First, you got to catch them. I mean, you're not going to catch the fish in this store.
Exactly.
Well, somebody's got to vet your stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you might as well charge them.
For sure.
But, yeah, I mean, so you look at it, like I say, coming out with it, you know, in January or something?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I need to get my patent attorney working on it before I put it out on the market.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to jump the gun on, I give it to my patent attorney, and he says, oh, yeah, it looks good. And the next week, I'm just chomping at the bit to, you know, put it on the shelf.
Yeah. Now, you got to get enough up the first time.
Yes, yeah, sir.
So have you been using any of the new stuff that you got that you're talking about?
You got to get out there before you can use it.
That's true. That's true.
Ain't had no rides, so ain't been doing any fishing.
Yeah.
Of course, old as I am, I'm starting to become I am a princess when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, I tell you what, this weather we've had here lately has been something else. I mean, that's like yesterday. I had people supposed to be coming down from Georgia, and we talked the other day and just decided to wait and go another day because, you know, when they're talking about 25 knot winds with gusts 35, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't even want to get out there. I know there's people that get out there and fish in it because they, you know, they're off work or whatever, and they need to go whenever they can. And I always say the best time to go is whenever you can, but.
Right.
You know, that when you get out there in 25, 30 knot winds, it's just, you know, it gets to the point where it's not fun anymore.
It's bottom fishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shore fishing on the windward bank.
Yep. And it's, I just get to where, if I know people aren't going to catch anything, you know, or not much, then I just assume not get out there and try it. I know that's bad because it's money out of my pocket when it does that, but, you know, I think that's why I say book so much is, you know, advising people, let's just don't go, let's go on a better day. Maybe
right.
Maybe that's probably what helps.
Well, you don't want to take people out there and have them experience a miserable day.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like I was thinking about my granddaughter. She's going to be running out there this morning. It's pretty chilly out there. But, yeah, but they've got that. Marathon High thing going on. I think she's got to run 5 miles again this morning.
Mm.
5 miles Christmas Eve morning. You know, here she is on spring break, still got to do that stuff. But you know, but I tell you, you have to do a lot of running to warm up this morning.
Yeah, you got to do a marathon just to warm up a little bit.
I know it. I feel for her whenever she goes out there and has to do that.
Also, wanted to wish a Merry Christmas to. All the retailers that carry my products and the customers that buy them.
You know, I don't know what products you're talking about, I have to tell you. I have an idea, an inkling, but when you're thanking the retailers that sell your products, what product is it?
This new concept lures is what
he makes. Do you make the Mighty Mite?
Yes, sir.
I like that. I'm one of your customers. Merry Christmas back.
Yeah, it catches fish.
It does. In fact, I used it in the last 3 weeks, fished jigs and live bait over a spot, and I hit it with the Mighty Mite and pulled out a 18-inch flounder. So that was yours.
Right on.
Yeah, you're good.
It's a flounder whacker, I'll tell you. Captain Chip Wingo says that's what he catches most of his flounder on, and Captain Rick Riles, he says, I am never going to throw a cast net again, catch flounder.
I've been fishing in Riles' yard when we get these rainy days. He hates me.
Well, y'all have a good holiday season. And
thank you, Rob.
Merry
Christmas to you and your family. And, you know, hopefully this weather will straighten out, and maybe your stuff will go flying off the shelves again here.
Right on. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, and I sure appreciate your call, Rob.
All righty.
And if you'd like to give us a call, 222-8255, and get some stuff here you want to talk about when we come back. Your notes. That'd be good.
You're talking to me again?
Yeah.
I'm on?
Yeah, when we come back.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Hey, Boulder. Are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423, and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hook up the trailer.
It was a trailer.
That was interesting what you said a few minutes ago about the sunrises. I didn't know that. Why don't you mention that?
Yeah, there's a couple things. You know, I'm always trying to figure out how to catch fish and become the wizard that I want to be when I grow up. But, you know, we talk about sunrise. So today, yeah. Sunrise is typical. We know it is 7:21.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a civil sunrise, and it's at 6:54. Now, that's about when you can think you should be able to read a newspaper, but you can't. And not only that, your kids can't read it either. You know, it's just starting to get a little bit light. There's nautical sunrise, which is at 6:24, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because out in the ocean, you know, you can see better. There's no obstructions.
Probably right. Yeah, rises.
And then astronomical sunrise is today at 5:55 a.m. So there's actual four classifications of sunrise. So I always try to get on the boat ramp at civil sunrise. There's the twilight numbers that correspond to that.
Mm.
So kind of interesting stuff. I'm a wealth of useless knowledge.
Yeah, I guess you would have the, you know, the sunsets the same. I mean, there would be, you know,
right,
difference.
Yeah, there's a civil, nautical, and astronomical sunset as well.
So how much difference from the nautical and the regular sunset?
Well, 6:54 is the civil sunrise, and 7:21 is the actual time-based sunrise that we deal with. So say 7, about 20 minutes, 25 minutes difference. And, you know, it's that where you can just see it. It's kind of the twilight that we think of. It's not just a movie anymore.
What they call safe light to get out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because if your lights don't work, it's okay.
Yeah, there you go. If your boat lights don't work.
Because you know they don't.
And in salt water, it's hard to keep them things going. Oh. I've been real lucky on this boat. The other one is hard, but, you know, it was getting hard on it because just because of the way the lights were. But these lights on this boat is they're pretty neat. I
paid that kid to rewire my boat, and you know, I've got tons of lights on my boat, and they all work right now. Well, let's put it this way: they worked last time I checked.
Yeah,
you know, that's a moving target.
How about in the floor? Do you have like light showing in the floor, like under your gunnels or anything?
I do. I have, and I chose red lights, and you know, I'm kind of a research guy. The red lights are the only lights that you can look right at it, look up in the dark at the horizon or whatever, and see. They do not take away your night vision. They do not attract bugs. Red. These blue lights, the closer the white you get, the worse it is. The more the bugs like it, and the more it takes away your night vision. So to put – now, I do have white lights in my boat. I have Lumitech Newts. They're the best single – LED lights that you can get. They're $17 a piece. Super bright. They're about the size of a quarter, and you can mount them everywhere. I got some of those. I also have a set of flood lamps underneath my pulling platform. It's a two-pole switch, so I can either turn on the white newts, the little lights, so you can tie a hook or not fall down and break my fishing pole or something. And then the holy smokes, what was that? So you turn on the floodlights because something, you know, you need real light. And so I have red lights, have those white lights, two stages, and I have an 8-foot strip, LED strip, down the outside of my boat under the gunnel. And originally I bought it to go up creeks so you could see the shoreline enough to cast at night. But, man, are they good for netting fish.
Oh, I bet.
It's not behind you. So the fish can't see you. So he's not freaking out any more than fish normally freak out when you're trying to poke them with a net after you stab them.
Yeah.
And they're really good. I'm on my second set. There's stages of waterproofedness in the LED world. And the first set I bought, but they're cheap, were not very good. They lasted about 6 or 8 months.
Well, if they're on the outside under the gunnel, they get sprayed a lot.
Hell, they get submerged.
Yeah.
You know, those guys going up and down the intercoastal. I got a flats boat.
Yeah.
So they're literally submerged once in a while.
Wow.
And they have 3M tape on them. And I actually took silicone with my finger and rubbed it down the hull. I cleaned the hull with alcohol, cleaned it, and then alcoholed it. Then I put silicone down it on top of the 3M and worked it under the, you know, the sides, the cracks, the edges as best I could. And it seems to be working pretty well. So I got plenty of lights, and when I fish at night, it's much better.
Yeah.
Just totally I would better. Imagine.
Yeah, I haven't fished at night in years, but how often do you go at night?
3 or 4 times a year. I took a guy that I used to fish with a lot till I realized I couldn't afford him. I took him fishing 30 times. He gave me $60. He's using my rods, my reels. You spent more braid to keep him in business. Nice guy, but and fun to fish with, but good God.
Yeah.
I realized I couldn't afford, and he was late.
Yeah.
Half an hour late every time. Anyhow, so I took him fishing one night, and you know how people can't cast, they're kind of learning how to cast.
Yeah.
We must have hit the back of a bayliner with a pyramid sinker 17 freaking times. I said, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, really?
he's laughing. I said, you're going to wreck that guy's boat. We got to go. We got to cut this out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was pretty frightening. Figured he'd sick the dogs on us. But night fishing's kind of fun. I like it. I just don't know docks.
I used to enjoy it a lot. Well, any of them slid up is good, but I used to like the ones over between Clapboard and Browns.
Yeah, I haven't tried those. I went out one night out in the Sisters Creek, launched this creek, went around there, and we didn't do too good, but it sure was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you're out. I figure I'm lucky as soon as I get in the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say. It's just, you know, getting out there. I mean, the fish should be a plus. If you can get out and enjoy yourself, that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting out there and just, to me, I mean, I love to be able to get out there and watch nature. That's one of my big things is, you know, I used to go in places, it's like if I had a half a day trip or something with people and I was already out there, or, you know, I'd go out there early anyway, even if I didn't pick them up till 10 o'clock or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me, I love to watch like a redfish work in a bank without even casting to him. I mean, I just love to watch that.
Right. See,
you know, just to see what they do, how they move, you know, watch them around. There's golden slippers, there's birds, you know,
right.
just to watch all that to me is fascinating.
When I used to live in St. Simon's Island, I didn't have a boat. We'd fish on the bridge, and there was a particularly good trout spot, like there are on a lot of bridges.
Mm-hmm.
But at super high tides, the sheephead would get on top of those pillars, the big flat pads, and they'd be tailing, eating the barnacles and the oysters and stuff on top of those pillars. And it was just so cool because some of them were pretty dang big. They wouldn't hit anything because if you cast to them, they'd be gone instantly.
Mm.
But it was pretty fun. I saw a great blue heron land in the water one time. I mean, 9 feet deep.
Wow.
Dead fish coming down the river. So I lived on Botel Hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he landed in the water, and I'm watching. I said, I'm going to have to go get him. You know, I'm going to have to go save him.
Mm-hmm.
And he took off out of the water like a duck.
Hmm.
So if you go out enough, you'll see everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, and watching those fish like that, I mean, at times, if you're able to watch a fish working down a bank, and see where he goes, like on the outgoing tide,
mm-hmm.
and just instead of trying to catch that fish, just watch where he goes. And, that's how I found a bunch of schools of fish before. As you'd watch him, and as the tide's moving, he'll move down, and, you know, you might be that one fish that you see, but there's probably several fish went down that same bank, and they're going down there somewhere to school up, and, you know, kind of stage until the tide turns, comes back in.
And not catch them?
Yeah, and that's how I found, you know, plenty of schools of fish like that.
Maybe when I get older, I'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, just to be able to watch them like that. It's enjoyable, I tell you. But, you know, a lot of times people see them, they got to catch them, you know.
I'm just getting queasy just thinking about it.
Yeah, but to do that, you could learn a lot by watching them like that. It's pretty neat, actually. You know, but anyway, 222-8255 is the number to call us, and let us know if you're going out there fishing today. I'd like to find out what the conditions are out there, you know, instead of looking at it on my phone. And we'll be back after this.